I was enjoying the conversation. I think we're ready to begin. So, with that being said, last time I believe that Min and Ruka were in conversation. They both just kind of leaned back to fall asleep. Is that correct?
If we'd like to start there, I'm more than willing to. I had intended to do that. As Min closes her eyes and leans next to Ruka, and once again opens them, and the pale light of the golden fields as the sun is just beginning to set, and she uses the mental mask from her old form. She reaches out and looks for her lost friend and calls out her name.
Across the fields, the image of Ruka in her natural form is sitting on the ground, but she's curled up with her arms around her knees and her head buried into them, just unmoving.
And will sigh softly and wrap her hands around Ruka, just holding her close, and say, "Ruka, it is all right. I am all right."
There's a bit of a convulsion as Ruka starts and looks around in surprise at Min. "What? How are you here? I'm seeing things. I must be seeing things."
Min puts a finger under Ruka's chin, lifts her up to make sure that she meets her eyes, and says, "No, you are not seeing things. I have been given a second chance. A close call, but a second chance nonetheless. And I intend to use it."
But how?
A grace of the gods. A good friend. And questions that still need to be answered. We can discuss it more, but things are still dangerous. We need you, Ruka.
She looks down again, and several different emotions cross her face. "I still don't know what I can do, but what's going on?"
"The hags have returned, or at the very least they have blocked our path. It appears that we might have run into a bit of bad luck. We either have encountered a dragon by random chance, or perhaps they have summoned it. I am not sure. But regardless, there are the hags on one front and the white dragon on the other."
"All we've seen recently is bad luck."
"Then let's turn that around, shall we?"
"I don't see how, but I will do what I can."
"That is all I ask." She smiles and says, "Oh, and one more thing, Ruka. I look different than I did before. I am no different on the inside, but the shell that holds my soul is not what you would expect."
She doesn't really know what to say to that.
At this one says, I would suggest you brace yourself. It can be a bit jarring. And with this, she will drop her mental mask, and you watch as her human form begins to burn away, almost like paper before a fire. And underneath, you see the pale, greenish-gray skin with soft eyes, but hard tusks sticking up from below her lower lip.
There's a little bit of a blink of surprise as Ruka steps back and turns around to look at Min's new form, but she doesn't seem as surprised as might be expected, since, you know, her entire race has multiple forms. It's not the biggest surprise to her to see someone that looks different.
And slowly spreads her arms to her sides and says, "This is who I am now. It is something I would like to discuss with the rest of you, but now is not the time."
And I suppose we should return.
I agree. Let us do what we can.
All right, and as you end the vision and come back to yourself, Ruka, as you seem to awake from a long, cold aloneness, you find yourselves in the cart, but the cart has stopped, and you are at the logging camp that the others have gone about setting some things up. Jack is inside the cart with you. I believe she stayed to help Min get covered up, but Randy was cast out and proceeded to stealth. And Barkus, I believe, had gone outside to look around and seemed to have made contact with the dragon outside. So, is there anything that I'm missing? How did you guys want to prepare yourselves?
Quick question. Where is Cabal when Ruka wakes up?
Cabal is right next to Ruka. She was asked just to kind of care for Ruka, so she's just kind of watching over Ruka. Was probably is kind of holding one of her arms or hand, just watching for any signs of movement or consciousness.
So Ruka would somewhat slowly wake up, coming out of how deep she had, her mind had forced her into herself. But as she starts to look around and realizes the form she was in at the time, she's going to jerk back away from Cabal, and her face is just going to turn red as she goes to her fully Korthalian-looking form.
She jerked away and what? I missed that last part.
But her face turned red as she shifts to her fully Korthalian looking form.
As soon as she jerks away, Cabal kind of, you know, releases and pulls her hands back, and she's like, "I'm sorry, I meant nothing. She's awake." And she's not sure if she offended you or not.
Ruka just shakes her head and holds a hand out. Sorry, I was just a bit startled.
It is understandable. You...
And Paul may want to roll a sense motive at that.
Anybody that wants to can. If Jack and Min are both present, I think Philia might have also still been inside.
Cabal was the main one. And Ruka just technically crit fumbled on her bluff, so.
Alright, well, then why did she jerk back that way?
So her thoughts were going back to the events at the fort and what had gone down with Kargig, and realizing she had shown some of her fox form, she was very much disturbed.
Okay. Well, Cabal seems to have noticed some kind of defensiveness or agitation. And seems to distance herself a little bit from you. It's just, it's all right. It's to be expected. Excuse me. And she gets up to leave the cart and heads out the door.
Are we out in the open? Is there a building? Are we worried about the hags swooping out of the sky and grabbing her?
I'm pretty sure I hid the cart really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cart is hidden. Currently in this logging camp, it's a there is a fairly good clearing, and there are two buildings. One of them is kind of a pole barn work area where they would have done most of the preparing of the logs once they were cut down and brought over. The other one is a longhouse, sort of a barracks, where the workmen would have stayed. Otherwise, it is completely cleared. There's forest all around, but like I said, it's almost like a camp area that's been cleared enough to have these buildings. And your cart is hidden within the area. But not necessarily hidden in one of the buildings.
Did you, I thought to ask this after last week, you said there was a pole barn, basically. There's not a, like an upper level to the barn.
Yeah, there's a loft.
Okay.
It's not a loft in the sense of a barn necessarily. It's almost more like an open raftered sort of a loft, because they would have affixed pulleys and wheels up there to help to lift and move some of the larger pieces of wood.
Okay.
So but you is, can okay, tell.
So is there?
Yeah.
Is there suitable, sufficient? I guess. I'm kind of picturing in my mind like a bunch of rafters and things. Is there any sort of flatness, maybe along the sides, like not scaffolding. Something that we could potentially, like, sit on or rest on or set something down upon. I'm kind of picturing like a, not a garage, but just an open area where you could go upstairs, but there's a second kind of runner of a floor while the rest of the middle area there is wide open. Am I off on that?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Essentially, there are planks up there that work like catwalks that you could use to move around to the various locations.
Gotcha.
And they are somewhat movable.
Gotcha.
So you could locate them where you needed to go.
Okay. That's good to know then. We have the cart secreted away. Trick now is going to be the dragon spotted us, but we have the cart hidden. I'll tell you what, Mark's going to get up into the rafters there. He's going to signal Randy to climb up there with him.
Do you know where Randy is?
I guess I don't.
Randy is well hidden right now.
Okay, great.
So try to signal to him.
Yeah, exactly. He'll just kind of... He'll use that prearranged hand signal from way back.
I'll be honest, Randy, if this has anything to... Randy knows Barkus, and he knows that this has probably something to do with the dragon, and Randy doesn't want anything to do with the dragon at this moment, so he is going to keep himself hidden and not respond.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay, then Barker's going to cast a message, because I forgot I can do that. Let's connect here. All right, we don't have a whole lot of time, but we do need to figure out how we get out of here, head north, without becoming dragon food, or giving away our position to those hags.
Are you only talking to Randy or everybody?
I've roped in as many people as message can handle at level 8.
And also, do you have to know the person's location in order to cast message on them?
I think you have to point at them.
Sorry, dude.
All right. I just want to talk about this.
I just wanted to discuss.
Okay.
The thing is, just Randy's kind of, no offense to Steel, but Randy's kind of pulling a Ruka right now because of the dragon.
Sorry. He's got a blue screen. That's fine.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to keep planning over here by myself.
If you pull Min in, she will say, I am quite interested in planning as well. Do we wish to try to stop the dragon? I think a fight with the dragon and then immediately afterwards the hags could be difficult.
I think we're trying to avoid the dragon.
As much as I might like to sink my teeth into whatever it is that... regardless, we have to get moving north. That's the bottom line here. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. And now I know where it is. So, with that in mind, we've made good time through open woods before, but that would require leaving our cart behind us. We'll need an alternative if that's not our course of action.
We could try to set up a defensible position here. Min sounds very hesitant because she knows how well this went last time.
Right.
Is Randy within earshot of this conversation?
Oh, it's in message.
Presumably.
QS. Oh, it is it? Ooh. Oh, never mind. Randy will remain quiet.
Is Randy watching anybody else around? Can he see Barkus or Min, like, mouthing things?
Are you guys in the barn right now?
Yeah.
That's where Randy's hidden.
Barkus is. He's up in the rafters of the barn.
Min's inside the cart.
Okay.
There's a very useful reflection that lets me see where Min is. So, yes.
Player is out of commission right now. I mean, character's out of commission right now, but player wants to help.
Do we want to run? Do we want to fight?
Want
is something I think
too.
I thought most, some of us weren't in any condition to fight.
Min gives a bit of a soft rump and says, it is true, though I would
I would much rather be prepared than to be attacked on the road.
We aren't fighting. If I can't kill the dragon, and we can't possibly hand eggs on our own, we need to get out of here. That's where we're at.
It didn't really seem like it was going to be an option. That's why we're here.
We must flee through the woods. Or else face our death here in this barn. My concern is the cart, the horses, and the things we've brought with us. We can replace items, however, we must get out of this scenario.
Agreed. I think... And she looks over at Philia. I don't think we can leave the horses behind. If we left them to graze here, they would not survive.
Certainly not. Hungry dragon. Horses come with us. The cart, however, what can we leave behind? What of this cart can't we replace?
My lab.
Perhaps if we can find a secure clearing, some place where we can leave the cart and return for it later. It's not a wonderful
we could just leave here.
Circumstance, but true. What thing? The dragon?
Yeah, the dragon. My character isn't actually making that comment, but...
Well... Barkus rolled to sense motive earlier. Can illusions have a sense motive?
I mean, an illusion is kind of a giant bluff check, so...
I don't think that's how it works mechanically, though.
It's just a direct question for the GM, then, because, yeah, last time when Barkus got all wound up and wanted to see the dragon for himself, he had to roll a sense motive check to try and see if the dragon had seen them. Has anything transpired to tell us if it is an illusion or not?
At this point, you have not seen anything to make it that you're like, yeah, that's an illusion. You've seen nothing to tell you it's not a real dragon.
Okay, I'm going to press the issue a little bit further. When you said it flew right over the top of the cart and everything else, that it was really, really close by. Does Barkus remember, can he roll to see if he remembers whether or not the surrounding countryside was affected? If it was that close, did the trees move? Did wildlife respond?
Good question. Yes. So first of all, wildlife in the area has been pretty scarce.
Right.
You haven't seen very much.
Okay.
Movement of wildlife.
All right.
And yes, the trees definitely responded, and you felt the gusting wind coming down off of its wings.
Beautiful. And is that something that an illusion could, like, magically replicate?
Are you asking the rest of the party?
I'll tell you what. Barkus has a pretty good arcana check. He'll try to see if he can figure it out on his own. But if he feels stumped, he will ask Aud. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Hey! 19 on the first roll of the night, plus 10. That's a 29.
Okay, so you know that magic can do a lot of those things individually. It would either take a lot of different spells to make that all happen at the same time, which could be done and orchestrated, or potentially a pretty powerful spell might be able to pull something like that off. But at that point, it's probably a summoned monster, and it's a real thing that's there.
Hmm.
So if it can do all of those things, it is either a very elaborate hoax, or what's more likely is it's real.
Hmm. All right. Then Barkus is going to reach out to speak to Min. Before we do anything else, I'm fairly certain that is in fact a real dragon. I haven't actually squared off with one myself in my own lifetime, but enough reading and enough knowledge of magic and dragons themselves, fairly certain it's a real thing. Do you have any independent way to corroborate the thing is in fact out there, and it's not simply those hags messing with us?
I might be able to. Well, I can find out if there are minds that think within a certain range. I can find them. If it does not have a thinking mind, then I would assume illusion. If it does, and it is intelligent enough, but not as intelligent as a hag, well, I would probably guess it is either a real dragon or a hag in a dragon skin, which I am not sure which is worse.
All right. While this conversation is going on, Randy, tell me a little bit about your current state of mind. Are you kind of fetal position hiding, or are you hiding out and keeping a sharp eye? How aware are you?
I'll be honest. The stealth roll and everything like that was purely reactionary. Randy is kind of, his natural tendency is to fade into the background, believe it or not. So once he saw the dragon, instinct kicked in. So he is currently hiding, and there's no other thought going into his mind right now except stay hidden.
Okay, then go ahead and make a perception check at disadvantage.
Yeah. Figured that was where this was leading. Perception. Okay. Both rolls were the same as an 18 to perception.
Okay. You catch sight of what looks like a deer, a little ways out in the woods. And as you're watching it, you hear kind of a distant rah, rah, and you see a black bird, potentially a crow, kind of almost dive bomb the deer before flying off. But you notice that the deer doesn't run away immediately. The deer seems to kind of stagger a little bit and then looks up and looks around.
Was it the same deer as what was visible earlier?
It's the same deer that you saw just a few moments ago. It's just a standard deer that's here.
Okay.
The deer seems to look around for a little bit before turning and booking it out of the area.
I'm assuming that Barkus can't see what's going on over there. I mean, I know he can't see where Randy is, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of going off the impression that you guys have different vantage points.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is That's something cool. that Randy had.
Yeah, Randy's probably right next to the wall and can sure. like see it sure. through like maybe a hole in the hole in the barn's wood or something like that.
Way too similar to what happened earlier for Artemis to not catch the continuity. Okay, cool. Oh, I'm so excited, guys.
After seeing that interesting sight, Randy kind of comes to himself, and he, Marcus is within Randy's line of sight, right?
Should be. Giant blue tiger in the roof.
Randy is going to cast message on what? No, Randy can't cast message. Shoot! Ah, man, I only have the mage hand. I should have got
message. Use mage hand. tap him on the shoulder or something.
Just tap him on the shoulder.
Actually, you know what? Randy's just going to come out of hiding and just kind of slowly come out of hiding and yell for Barkus. Barkus.
Barkus will respond by throwing up message.
I think I saw something weird outside. You remember that? Well, actually, did Randy see the crow and the stag? Because he was inside.
Back at the cabin?
You might have seen the crow. Go ahead and roll a... just roll an intelligence check. I tell you what, just roll a d20 and tell me what you get.
I got it. And I crit failed! Oh, man. Fumble.
Yeah, in all of that, you did spend most of the time in the cabin. And then when you came out of the cabin, Min was pretty... She was dead pretty much already. And you didn't actually see the crow.
Randy doesn't say anything to Barkus. It's just nature. Randy doesn't really know a whole lot about nature. He doesn't know that, you know... Doesn't occur to him that wildlife would run off because of a dragon or anything.
Tell
like
me
that.
What you saw.
In fact, I'm actually thinking I'm going to retcon and say that Randy probably, if this doesn't really bring up anything alerting to him, Randy probably didn't come out of hiding. That was a really bad roll, I know, but like. Yeah, Randy is still in hiding. I know. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. But yeah, Randy just thought it was just random wildlife, so nothing occurs to him, and so he stays hidden.
Well.
I'm
okay.
So sorry.
All right, quick comment here regarding the Belt of Dexterity
yes.
request in the chat. It adds to your total score, not the modifier.
Right.
So it would be a +1 to your modifier.
Okay, cool. Thought so.
All right. Yes, you witness nature as apparently a crow dive bombs a deer.
Randy's from the city. He doesn't know a lot about it.
Well, maybe that's not entirely out of the range of possibilities. Crows are pretty nasty birds sometimes.
Okay. Randy is going to investigate it, at least. Is there any kind of...
Yeah, if you want to... go try to get closer.
Yeah.
Do another perception check.
Yeah,
this time,
that's...
just a straight perception check to see if you can track where the bird or the deer has gone.
Perception is... ...31.
What was that perception check?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you heard it. 31.
Okay. Yeah, you do catch sight of the crow. The deer seems to have run on its way. However, even as the deer runs away, you kind of notice some movement off to another side, and you see just like a hare just like jump out of the bushes, and it seems kind of startled, and it like stands up and it looks around and kind of smells at the air before dodging away, and you start to see more of the wildlife starting to pop out and look around briefly before running off. You do see the crow as it continues to flit around in the trees, just kind of high enough up that it's pretty well hidden. If you didn't have such sharp eyes, you would probably miss it. And it seems to be moving very specifically around this logging camp, almost like it's looking for something.
Rainey considers it suspicious, and so he's going to report it. He's going to come out of hiding. Call to Barkus. Barkus, I think we're being watched.
What have you seen?
There's a crow outside, and it was kind of acting weird. It dive bombed a deer. Seems really odd. It's just up in the tree, kind of looking at the barn.
Was that all you saw?
Well, I also saw a rabbit too, but I think that was just kind of like the deer and the rabbit, like just kind of ran away.
They're still watching us. There was a deer and a crow at the cabin before. They must be reaching out through something. Min, what can you tell me about seeing through the eyes of an animal?
May I make an arcana check?
Sure, go for it.
Also, Barkus, sorry I bailed a couple minutes ago. What's the plan? What are we doing? I hope you're not planning on going after that dragon.
Not today. We'll get out of here as quickly as we can. We're probably going to need to abandon the cart. We have to get north. We can't fight a dragon.
You're
not
right.
Today. Those hags are probably still going to outclass us quite a bit. Unless we can set something up in which that dragon fights the hags, which no one else seems to be on board with. We will need to get out of here as quickly as we can.
I agree.
Is this the public message?
I think, yeah, he's still got Min roped in as well.
It's a conference call. Randy was speaking out loud.
Yes, but Barkus responded using message.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, I might try. I don't know if it will work, but it is something I could attempt. To get the dragon to fight the hags. Oh. That would keep both of them off our backs.
Well, no, I was more concerned with the idea of... you remember there was a crow, a deer, several creatures acting strangely at the cabin before. It seems they're back. I'm not quite sure what to do about that, but... it's almost certain those hags are still fairly nearby.
Interesting. This is problematic. Just as a heads up, 16 for Min's Arcana check.
Okay, you know that it is possible through various scryings and things like that to observe things from far off. And while it's not a normal magic that most arcane users can use, you know that there are some that can seem to harness the eyes of other living creatures and see through them. So it is possible.
Yes, it is possible for an individual to look through the eyes of typically they are called familiars, but I am not sure if the crow is one or not. But it is something that can happen.
What happens if I kill the eyes?
You blind them. Though they do watch you killing their favorite pet. Just be careful. If it is not simply a pet and it is one of them in disguise, that could be a very tough crow.
That's interesting. Chris has a pretty decent Arcana score as well. He's going to go ahead and see if he can think about whether or not some kind of morph creature would put up a stronger fight than, or if they would be significantly easier to kill than they would be in their other form.
Okay, go ahead and make a Arcana check.
Hey, total 27.
Okay, you're thinking back, and you've heard some of the stories from when you were a child, and you would listen in the area around Drake Hall. You'd listen at the knees of the elders as they would tell stories about great warriors, and you remember stories about warriors who would change their shape to go undetected or unnoticed, and sometimes they got away with it. Other times they were caught in a less than favorable shape. And aside from sometimes being restricted by that shape's abilities or lack thereof, they were always still very powerful. They didn't seem to lose much in the way of their own tenacity or fighter spirit.
Well, perhaps there will be another a way to distract whatever it is that's out there. If it is a hag in disguise, we won't be able to take it on. Even it may be limited in what it can do in that form, but we're going to need to get out of here as quickly and as carefully as we possibly can. Just out of curiosity, and what did you have in mind about distracting that dragon?
Well, I might be able to bring up a quite convincing illusion for the dragon, where it watches the hags attack it and call it rather nasty names. Afterwards, the dragon wakes up, having taken actual harm from these hags, and remembering the terrible insults that it was given, it hunts them down.
That may be our most effective kind of cover. It would certainly, hopefully at least, direct the hag's attention away from us long enough to get out of here. Really quick, Marcus is going to... We gotta think through...
Hey, Marcus, are you talking to Min right now?
Yes, it's a or, message reference call.
Okay, you did cast... I would assume you did cast message. Okay. Yeah, actually, that sounds like an interesting idea. I'm all for a good ruse, so... How difficult would that be, man?
I would have to know that the dragon is within, let's say, 800 feet or so.
As almost as if on cue.
Thank you.
You first almost feel it in the air as the wing beats seem to pressurize the air beneath them as they compact the air towards the ground. And as the dragon comes across the clearing, there is a blast of frigid, icy air as it breathes out a long, broad, frozen swath across the great house, or the longhouse, the lodging, right over the top of it, and then down and across the yard, just kind of parallel to the barn that you guys are in. And that whole area is now coated in ice. Where the lodging is at, there are icicles that come all the way to the ground.
It looks like there is a sheer layer of ice over that section of roof, down the walls, and the door is now completely frozen over.
28 to Randy's stealth check to go back hiding.
Yeah, and may Min make a perception check to see, do I, you know, see the giant, like, 20-foot lizard as it breathes ice and death upon one of the buildings that I was basically looking at?
Are you still in the cart?
Yes, how far away is the cart is the question, actually.
Night Glider, where did you hide the cart?
I don't remember.
Okay, we will say that the cart is hidden pretty close to the pole barn, just a little bit to the side, kind of where the tree line is at. She was able to pull together some vegetation and make a bit of a screen for it.
Awesome sauce. It was almost a natural one, but then it rolled back, and it is actually a 34.
Okay. Yay.
And you're in the cart?
Yes, basically at the back, looking out.
Okay. Yes, you do see it. However, it does, as it flies in, it also flies out.
How fast does it fly?
It can fly 200 feet.
Excellent.
And it has flyby, so... it can fly, attack, and fly.
So take two move actions?
No, because it has flyby, it can use part of its move, attack, and then use the rest of its move.
So, oh, so it moved in 100 feet, breathed, and then moved out 100 feet. How far away am I from the dragon?
Or something like that. Well, you can't currently see it, so what are you using to try to ascertain that?
Let's say sound. Did it sound really close? Did I see a big shadow go by? Did I see it for a split second and then it's gone?
Yeah, you saw it fly over the camp.
Okay.
And you can hear its wings as it's, you know, continuing on.
Okay. How far was it when I saw it?
You saw it fly over, so it would have flown probably within 40 or 50 feet of the ground, roughly where you're at, and then went on its way.
Okay. Just as a... and I'll give a link to the spell that I intend to use, and I think you know which one I'm intending to use. I technically don't need line of sight.
Okay. If you would like to go ahead and try, you can.
Min's gonna say, yeah, as long as it's within right around 800 feet. And if it came within, like, 100 feet, it wouldn't be able to leave within... It wouldn't be able to leave fast enough. Unless it... Well, we'll...
Just
we will...
do it.
Yeah, just do it, man.
Okay.
Come on.
Min's gonna say... All right, let's try. Performance time and show time. As she closes her eyes, and she is going to cast Create Mindscape on the dragon. And she will use one frenetic point in order to use relentless casting to, in case it has spell resistance, she can take advantage with it.
Whoa!
Good. This is something that, yeah, she's like, we're fighting hags. Okay, what do I need to do from here?
Go ahead and make your spellcaster check.
Okay.
Advantage. And keep in mind that you are spellcaster level 7 because you're still at 1 negative level.
Indeed. Haha, natural 19. Okay, so that's a 26.
You don't want to roll it again if you get a nat 20?
Well, no, I did roll it. I rolled a natural 7 and a natural 19.
Okay.
Okay, and then what does his will save require?
It doesn't actually... That is a very good point. It is a... 18 will save.
Okay, he does make the will save.
Ooh. Okay. Woodman... realize that, yeah, Min is basically gonna fall backwards into the cart. Does Min feel the connection twitch or tingle to inform her that it realizes or it made the will save?
That's a good question.
I think it is. Would something under know? The I think it is something under the magic section. I'll look it up. But yeah, give me just a moment. Sorry for making it long.
Well, if this works, it'll definitely be worth it.
Yes, under magic, specifically saving throw, difficulty class, under succeeding a saving throw. If a creature saving throw succeeds against a targeted spell, you sense that the spell has failed. You do not sense what the creature succeeds on saves against area and effect and area spells. It's not really an area of an effect. It is just me and Zidragon.
Okay, so I would say that you... Well... Yes, you would, but in casting the spell, you also have to set the parameters for leaving it, which I think you would have had to have set before you would know if he failed or not.
Okay, this is very true. This is true. And honestly, Min probably would have set the parameter as killing a hag.
The ones that aren't even in the Mindscape?
Well, she was planning on putting them in there, and she's going to be like, it succeeded. The hag is probably going to... Well, that makes it tricky, because she can just be like, well, the hag is no longer there. What would you say... Quicksilver. It's either going to be sorry about that. There's a beetle in my room that's flying around. Yes, it does. Basically flying a mile. What are your thoughts? Is that something that's possible? What are your thoughts? We could go back to just killing a hag, which was Min's initial intention.
Well, the thing about killing a hag, flying a mile is perfectly reasonable. That's fine.
Okay.
But killing a hag, I don't think is actually reasonable, because the hag is not actually there. And it says you must also create a method of exit from the Mindscape when you cast the spell, and that method must be possible to achieve based on the traits of the Mindscape.
Yes, and Min was...
So it has to be possible that they can achieve it.
Yeah, Min was planning on making her one realistic creature be a hag. And then she was going to have the dragon come up and once it kills that reasonable creature. But I am totally cool with sending it a mile away.
Okay, so you can create a creature.
Yes.
There.
Yes. Okay, her intention was to set up a trio of hags and basically have the other ones fall back while it fights the pit hag. No, it won't.
Gotcha. Okay, in that case, let's go with that. That was your intentional, your first intention.
Yes.
And you can create one creature.
Yes.
So there
can she's going to set it up hag. To be the pit hag. Yep.
Okay. However, you do realize, even as you set it up, that the dragon is aware that this is an illusion, that this is not real.
Oh, and in her mind, she's like, oh, bother. But yeah, she's just gonna go back to it. As the dragon in its mind watches as the field seems to not really change, but the wind almost seems more still. And you see the sun, the one thing that makes it quite obvious is the sun seems to go back to the sunset position of the golden fields. And it's like, shoot, I should have fixed that. But the dragon knows this is not real, and knows that it must kill the pit hag in order to escape. And you hear in Min's best hag voice, so you think that you can escape me, pretty? And she sets up that basically the same area, the pit hag, about 100 feet away from the dragon. And the dragon knows it has to kill the pit hag in order to escape.
Yes, it does. And I will go ahead and give you, since you have touched its mind, I'll give you an arcana check.
Excellent.
Or do you have detect magic?
I do.
So do a spellcraft check instead.
Hey, that's another natural 19. Okay.
That's high enough. So okay, you detect cool. that there is already a enchantment that seems to be almost like a fog in this dragon's mind.
Interesting.
And it is of the enchantment school.
Very interesting. Min would love to dispel it and just promise it things. But she does not have magic to dispel it with, though. Huh, okay. Question to you, Quicksilver. Would Min... How much does Min know about pit hags? Does she know whether or not they can remove magic?
That's a good question.
Sorry, this is...
How much do you know about pit hags? Now you can create an illusion of a creature, right? You can
but in
create
the illusory space. Creatures yes.
within the mindscape. Are they essentially whatever you create? So you could create a illusory pit hag and it's a pit hag with all of its abilities?
As far as I understand, but Min would have to know what abilities it has. As far as she knows it slings fire. She knows that it's resistant to fire or immune to fire and some of the elements, but I don't know how many specifics she knows.
Okay. Technically, I'm not sure that Min knows that it's resistant to fire.
I think you
had
mentioned...
No, Min doesn't know that it's... slings fire because Min wasn't out there for the fireballing.
This is true.
But yes, I think that Min does know that they tend to haunt the lower planes and that they are resistant to fire.
Okay. Would I be able
otherwise,
to make...
Otherwise, fairly powerful magic users.
Awesome. Would I be able to make a planes check to see what I know about pit hags?
Sure, go for it.
Okay.
This spell, man.
I apologize for making it complicated and long.
No, but like, if this works...
It would be nice. 27 planes check.
Okay. So you know that they are immune to fire. You know that they are very resistant to magic. That they do have claws, like most hags. However, they are very proficient magic users and tend to use magic instead. And that they are proficient in seemingly all of the elemental magics, as well as enchantments and transmutations. They're pretty much, they are powerful magic users. You know that they tend to haunt the lower planes, and that they, what else would you know? They have an aura of affliction that they can emit, on the area around them, that can essentially infect somebody with a, affliction from the lower planes.
Good to know. Yeah. Min will put those things on her pitag. though she doesn't know what spells they cast, correct?
No.
Okay. No, whatever. You are the GM. However you rule, it is up to you. I am good with basically anything.
You could probably guess some of the ones that you have seen other hags cast. Whether it's things like Bestow Curse, let's see, Command Undead. What else have you seen?
That one thing that killed the captain? I don't think...
Potentially.
I don't know if pit hags have... The player and the character have different knowledges.
That ability is a fairly specific
death
magic ability. And
I'll leave it off just because it's too complicated.
They don't have that.
Yeah,
pretty sure they don't have that. It's actually not even a spell that they use. It is a special ability for those hags.
Okay. Min is, in order to keep things rolling, Min will just have the pit hag be big, monstrous, fly, and she's probably going to have it cast Fog Cloud. But that's all in the mind battle between the two of them.
Okay.
Everybody outside, well, you can describe what everyone outside sees.
Yes, so do me a favor and roll a d20.
Cool.
And tell me what it is.
7.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and do the first round of this. The dragon does get first initiative.
Indeed.
So the dragon is going to... he's going to rush the hag. And you said it's 100 feet out?
Yes.
So
yes, it is.
He has... Okay, so he did just use his breath weapon. So in this mental scape, as far as he's aware, his breath weapon has been used and does need to recharge. So let's go ahead and roll that. All right, so he is just going to come in and he is going to attempt... he's going to attempt to bite her. So,
and I don't know her armor class. I don't know any of these things. And I, for fairness, I'm not going to look it up. I'm just going to ask, did it hit?
Yep. Yep, I will. And that did hit.
It did hit. Does she mitigate any of the damage?
Missed. But it did hit. Let's see. That's what I'm looking for. She has DR10 versus Cold Iron, but this is not Cold Iron.
But I don't know this.
Yeah, this is true. You don't know this. I forget I said that. So let me go ahead and just take care of that, and then I'll let you go ahead and make your D20 roll for her, or decide what you would like for her to do, because this will certainly not kill her.
Okay, excellent. She is probably... If she has it as a spell-like ability, actually, she's probably going to make her way towards... If Min knows that the thing has to kill it in order to get out, and she wants to draw out this fight, the hag is going to make its way towards the barn, disengage, and just fly full speed towards the barn, the open door, hoping that the dragon is a little too big to fit inside, and then she will basically stab it from the little hole.
Okay, so they don't naturally fly.
Oh, good to know. I did not know this. Cool. Then she's so gonna she have to run. Yep.
Okay, so she's going to disengage and move 30 feet toward the barn.
Yep. And if she has any swift action, she would use it. Well, actually, Min doesn't know this. Min does not know what she has. So, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, back in the real world, the rest of you hear, and now I have to roll a bunch of d6, as you hear a sudden silence of the wing beats before there is a resounding crash and the sound of snapping branches and trunks and the rending of wood as a large form just smashes down into the forest before shaking the ground when it hits.
Marcus,
And roll initiative.
Oh, great, cool.
Sorry, you can go ahead and talk, but go ahead and roll initiative so we keep things going in order.
Marcus, I...
Six.
I hate to say this, but I think you might have a chance to see a dragon up close.
Oh, trust me. I'm looking at it right now.
All right, let me Don't get worry, 20 and plan. Above. Anybody 20 and above?
Bad initiative rolls, but good checks. So we'll see how this translates.
Speak for yourself. I got a nat 1.
Ooh.
Not on this roll, but earlier.
Can only go up from there.
All right. Okay, I have Barkus, Jack, and Ruka down. So, Celtic, what did Randy get for initiative?
Randy got an 11.
And what about Leah? Okay, thank you very much. All right, so, Randy, you are next. And as you speak those words, what would you like to do?
Well, we both got 11s. I don't know if you wanted to determine who went first or not.
I think you have a higher dex, so we'll go.
Okay. Sounds good. Randy is not going anywhere. He's gonna stay hidden, and he's even gonna suggest, guys, I think we should take this opportunity to see if we could just like get out of here. I don't know what. Does Randy know that what just happened?
No, like, you do not.
With Min and the.
Nope, Min just had one of her fainting spells, but you don't even know that because she was over by the cart.
Right.
You suffer from a serious lack of communication in this party.
Well, yeah. We also are in two separate locations again. Randy is gonna actually tell Barkus. Barkus, I think we should get back to the cart. I think that's where everybody is right now.
I think you may be right. We're all but our cover's all blown now. We best get moving.
Randy has a +3 dex. What does Philia have?
Mine's actually +5.
Oh, yeah, Philia. Yeah, that's what.
All right, then, Philia, what would you like to do? Talking's free, so it's okay that you guys already talked. But what does Philia do?
If she hears a giant crash, she's probably gonna jump out of the cart and with her bow and see if she can shoot something.
Okay, so you jump out the cart, do a perception check. Okay, you look around, you don't see anything, but you don't see the dragon, let me put it that way. But you do see what looks like almost a fog from the snow. Well, no, there's not snow on the ground right now. So, no. But you can look over, and as you look away to the east of your location, you can see fresh broken wood from where the trees have been snapped off by something. And you can see still bits of leaf and branch that are kind of dropping down. Whatever hit over there. It's off to the east.
Seems like something crashed through the trees off to the east. Okay.
All right, so what would you like to do?
I would like to consult with my party.
Whoa. Can we see Philia? Can she cry out or cast message?
Well, Philia is currently by the cart, so Jack and Ruka are right there. Min is unconscious. She just kind of slumped back into the cart. So Jack or Ruka, you're both right there. Would you like to respond to Philia? Ruka and Jack both ran up to catch Min as she was passing out. Okay, that's fine. So, would you like to respond to Philia? What did she say?
He said that something seems to have crashed through the trees or broken the trees to the east. Marcus, did you see what that was?
Oh, yes, indeed. Our dragon friend is here among us now. Although I don't think it knows that we ourselves are here. It seems to have crashed into the... a little bit... absently? It's chasing something, but I don't see anything for it to be going after. Min mentioned wanting to distract it. What's Min doing?
She's kind of unconscious currently.
Unconscious. Do you think she's using her mental magic?
That's what it seems like.
Marvelous. Marvelous. She should have it occupied. We may be able to get out of here without having to fight.
So, do you want to try to run away or attack it?
Alright, real quick.
Yes, please. Yeah, let's run away.
Real quick, Mr. GM. Is there any route that the cart could possibly navigate headed north from where we are right now? I know this is a logging camp, but is there any kind of northward trail that Barkus may have noticed? But this has all been happening fairly quickly.
This same trail that you were taking that led you back to this logging camp does continue deeper back into this forest and towards the mountains. It's possible that there is a branch that goes northward if you were to continue to follow it.
Well, it's probably our only option at this point. We need to get out of here and we can't go back the way we came. Where's Cabal? Quickly, where is Cabal?
She left the wagon a few minutes ago. Haven't seen her since.
Okay, does Jack share that information?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. We can't leave without Cabal. We have to get her back somehow. We can't leave without Cabal. Jack, can you reach out? We have to get all together.
Yeah, probably locate Gast would be best.
Alright.
Okay. Is there a possibility to do so?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay, so Philia, question. Would you like to take any specific actions?
Yeah. Alright, do we agree to leave, or what are we doing?
We need to find Cabal, but then, yes, we have to get out of here.
She's not just in sight?
Apparently not.
Cabal, yeah, you could, when it comes time, Barkus could make a perception check, but currently... you don't know where she's at.
Okay.
You can't see her outside the cart anywhere?
No. She's not within your eye line.
Well... Alright, then I'm gonna look around the cart for her.
Okay, so you go out and start looking around for her. Do a survival check. Okay, you catch the cart. You can see some very fresh footprints that look to be her size. And you can see as she, where she had, you know, trudged away crossing the compound. But you lose sight of the footprints in the middle area that has been blasted, frozen over.
Celia is not happy that this she left without anybody telling anybody where she's going.
Okay, you have a general idea that she moved kind of in a northeastern direction.
Is she... Okay, are we still speaking a message?
You still have message up, so yes, you can.
Alright, does anybody see this girl, and can she hear me?
Cabal is not in the message.
Okay, if we need to leave, we need to leave as soon as possible.
Okay, Randy. It It is your turn. What would you like to do?
Randy, still using his, still under his stealth, is going to make his way to the cart. He's going to exit the barn and make his way to the cart.
Okay, so you make your way to the cart, and you get to the cart. It's not that far. It's pretty much just a little ways from the barn, so you're able to get there just fine.
Okay. And he's going to make his presence known and say, okay, let's just gather everybody together here and let's just get out of here while we still can.
Everybody's here except Cabal. I mean, Marcus is over there, but...
He's on his way.
All right, Marcus, you for Cabal. We're leaving.
All right, Randy, would you like to do anything else?
Actually, Randy's going to start searching for Cabal. He's going to ask... I'll go with Barkus. Billia, did you see where Cabal went?
Her tracks are leading this way.
All right. Barkus, we have tracks. If you want to help me find her.
There are tracks. I can follow them. Let's get on this.
Do you guys want me to help you follow them, or do you want me to start the cart?
Secure the cart,
I think.
I mean, the cart is here right now.
I think you and the others should probably start heading out.
I sent Bass
and then we'll catch up with you. Where is she going? Just start moving as well.
Okay. So Randy, you're going to help search. So I will let either you can make a survival check now, or essentially you can wait, and I will give Barkus advantage on his survival check.
Yeah, let's give Barkus the advantage on that one.
Okay, so you're going to kind of wait, and the two of you will go. Barkus, you are next. So what would you like to do?
I'm going to go ahead and survival check on the... We got to find Cabal before we get out of here.
Alright, then I'll help.
Okay, so Barkus, go ahead and make your survival check. Philia already did.
Oh, sweet! That is an 18 plus 13 is 31.
Okay, so you see the tracks Philia pointed out to you. She was headed northeast across the open yard, which has been blasted over with ice from the pass of that dragon. However, as you bend down and you peer through the ice, you can just make out a few footprints here, a little further up, and you can make your way, you can work your way across that large swath of ice, kind of tracking her through the ice. However, it is difficult terrain, and you can only move at half speed to get across it.
Hold on just a second, because I think I'm not positive about this. Is there anything that you guys know off the top of your head? I want to say I read this somewhere about Barkus as a draconic sorcerer of the Silver Bloodline. There's something about when he's tracking through cold... But never mind. It's too complicated. Forget it. All right. What's the penalty?
Half speed.
All right. Then he's gonna follow the tracks as far as he can.
Okay. All right. What is your movement speed?
Standard.
Pick up Randy too while you're going, because I can't move.
Yeah, Randy, hop on. As a matter of fact, yeah, let's see. Where is his move speed? 20. So he only goes like 10 feet. That stinks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's very slick, and if you try to move too quickly, you're going to fall on your rear. So you're having to be careful. The other thing you're having to be careful about is stepping on the ice is risking to fracture it. And if you fracture it, it becomes impossible to see through it to see the tracks. So you're having to just kind of take your time and move slowly, watching the tracks as you go forward. So it's only about 30 foot across this swath. So you've made it about a third of the way.
Can I throw Philia across the rest of the way?
Unfortunately, no. That would probably throw off your balance and then you would fall.
Alright.
Alright, Jack, you're up.
Here.
And incidentally, you did send Bast with her.
So, I mean, having a familiar... I have a what's like empathetic link or something, so I can basically tell where, like, kind of where he is and communicate with him. Is he in any immediate danger, and possibly where, what direction might he be in?
Yeah, you know that they are somewhere up around the, or at least the Bast is somewhere up around the longhouse. Right, in that area, and seems to be a little bit of elevated tension on high alert, but not in immediate danger.
Okay. I'm gonna tell the others that where they might be able to find them. And probably just kind of tell him as much as I can through this link to see if he can get Cabal back to the rest of us.
Okay. So you kind of communicate that sense of urgency that they need to come back to the cart. And you can tell that, that Bast understands it.
Okay, and I'm gonna stay put. As much as I hate leaving him out there, I'm gonna stay put. It's better for not all of us to be out there currently.
Okay, then Ruka, it's your turn.
She's just going to carefully help Layne Min out after she has gone unconscious and just wait. Do you think she'll just be in the way doing anything right now?
Okay, fair enough. That brings us back to the top. So, the dragon struck out at the hag and scored a blow. Not the strongest blow, but still scored a blow. The hag disengaged, so it is going to... yeah, it's going to move in and let's see. Question, where is Min at in this place?
She is about 800 feet in the woods. Just okay. Chilling because she's like, I don't want to be anywhere near this.
Okay, fair enough. Then,
she knows a single breath attack from the dragon will kill her again, so.
Yes, so he is going to go ahead and rush forward and snap at her again. And this time he is going to attempt to, hold on to her. So he's going to make a play against her CMD as he attempts to grab her in his teeth.
Okay. Does it work?
I'm about to find out.
Sorry for making you basically play with yourself.
That's okay. That's okay. No, it does not work. As he goes to grab at her, she almost seems to kind of blur and contort, almost like smoke. And he missed her, which infuriates the dragon, and he roars a huge mammoth roar that shakes this this imaginary planescape. But he missed. So then it comes to her. So what would she like to try to do?
How far is she away from the door to the structure?
She is... she was going for the pole barn, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's probably another 30 feet away from the pole barn. Oh, wait. You know what? I take that. Yeah, she's about 30 feet away from the pole barn.
Okay. disengage and run inside. She'll play the waiting game. Then when the time is right, come out and just lay into the dragon.
Okay, so she goes into the pole barn.
Yep.
Just gets just right to the edge of it, kind of under its cover. Then that brings us back to Philia. So Philia, you and Randy are both with Barkus. So if you choose to stay with Barkus, I'm going to let Barkus go ahead and go, and then you guys will kind of basically be holding your action till after him, since you're riding on him. Do you want to move on your own, or what do you want to do?
Not sure if you heard.
Okay, I missed the right... I missed Barkus's last turn, the very end of it.
So Barkus basically picked up both of you and began to make his way across the ice field, tracking through the ice. And he's following the tracks, but he can only move 10 feet around. So he's made it about a third of the way across the ice.
Okay, so you're saying that I could take my turn after him?
Yes. So if you want to say, I'm just going to stay on Barkus, then I'm going to let Barkus go ahead and go.
Okay,
so Philia is going to essentially hold her action and keep riding Barkus. Randy, are you going to do the same, or do you want to hop down or do something else?
Yeah, Randy's going to stay on Barkus.
Barkus. It's your turn. You can move forward again. If you want, you could try to throw one of them at a time. I'd say probably you could throw one of them this round if you wanted. Let you throw both of them, but I guarantee you'll fall prone if you throw both of them.
Nah, he's going to keep walking, following the tracks. Is there anything he can do to go faster? Like, as far as following the tracks, but still.
Well, here's what you can do. You can take a double move.
Okay.
And you could cover the rest of the distance. However, if you do that, you're going to lose sight of the tracks and have to re-find them on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Try to find them while he's doing that?
They're both very perceptive types.
Yeah, but your survival check...
We can
check,
both keep an eye on the tracks.
When you get to the other side, you can help find them. But you didn't roll high enough to see them through the ice.
When?
Barkus did.
When you rolled your check. Roll high enough?
I think your survival check was a 19. And...
Barkus's was like a 31, yeah. So that's why he's able to see so far.
Okay.
So... All right. Hold on, you can double move though, and in fact when you double move then they could take their action and Philia could try to find the tracks.
Yep, perfect. We do that.
Okay, so Barkus carefully But now you kind of look up from the tracks, you take your best guess as to where they come out on the other side. They've gone pretty straight so far, and you kind of start, you know, sliding your feet forward, just focused on the other side of the ice and getting to the other side, and you make it to the other side, but you've lost sight of the tracks. So Randy and Philia, as you climb down off of Barkus, now on the other side of the ice, Philia first, what would you like to do?
Look for the tracks.
Okay, now you guys also, I believe Jack told you that that Bast was over by the longhouse, correct?
Well, that's true. Yeah, all we have to do is head for the longhouse, really.
So, the longhouse is in this direction. Particularly kind of one end of it is in this direction. So, would you like to look for the tracks, or do you just want to head for the longhouse?
Can I do both?
If you just head for the longhouse, you can take basically your full action to move. If you search for tracks first, you're only going to get one move action. The longhouse is about, it's about 50 feet away from you guys.
Well, I'm not going to be moving ahead of anybody, so,
I'm going to be searching for the tracks.
Okay, so go ahead and roll a survival check.
32.
Okay, yeah, you spot them. And then take a move action. Do you want to follow them?
Yep.
Okay, you begin following them. Randy, Philia has found the tracks and she's moving in that direction towards the longhouse. What would you like to do?
Follow Philia.
Okay, so you guys continue on your way. Barkus will catch up easily, I'm sure. Jack, it's back to you.
Anything changed with Bast at all?
No, things seem to be stable. You can tell that Bast understood what you wanted. Do you make contact again? Kind of that emotional, empathetic contact?
Yeah.
Okay. You get the impression that Bast seems to feel better, a little bit more confident, having felt your presence, and seems to be making his way in your direction.
Can I tell at all if Cabal would be with him?
Do you have telepathy with your spirit animal?
Nothing that I've seen in any of the rules would allow that currently.
Because I know that familiars, you can gain telepathy with your familiar at a certain point. But I don't know if that's denied to the shaman or not.
I'm not sure. I know I can speak with him, but I don't know if that's telepathic or not.
Okay, maybe it's just speak with. Okay. And you. You know what? Do a handle animal check and do it at advantage because you know Bast pretty well. Okay, yeah, you kind of read his emotions, and you can tell that he should be able to come to you a lot faster, but his attention seems to be divided, and you think that he's probably with Cabal.
Okay, I'll reaffirm urgency to him, and then stay put.
Okay.
Oh, and kind of give him the emotion that the others are coming after both of them too, like to find them and to help.
Okay, good deal. Ruka, what do you do?
She's just sitting there with Min for now, watching for any signs of her waking up.
Okay, so far no signs of her waking up. That brings us back to the dragon. The dragon, trying to grab the hag and finding that that didn't work, roars in anger and outrage and is going to reel back and use its breath weapon on the hag. So the hag needs to do a reflex save, which it natural 20'd on.
Hey. I'm assuming the hag does not have evasion, though that would be awesome.
I don't think they do, but let me check. Because that would be ridiculous if they did. No, they don't.
Okay.
You know, because that would be too much.
It would be.
So the hag is going to take 17 points of damage as the ice just blisters all over it. But it is still standing.
Hey.
All right. And then what would you like the hag to do?
Disengage and run around the corner out of line of sight. Is it the door? I'm assuming that the barn isn't big enough for the dragon to get inside.
The dragon could probably force its way in, but it's going to break part of the barn to get in.
Thinking.
But you can go in and break sight and even stealth if you want.
Yeah, that is what she will do. She will get inside the barn and stealth. Disengage first, because I'm assuming it's right next to her.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Disengage, move around the corner, stealth.
Okay. And she dodges inside and is out of sight.
I don't know what her stealth check is, so...
That's okay. I have just rolled it. So, awesome. Ilya, as you are tracking towards the building, you catch sight of movement and you see Bast just coming around the far corner of the building, probably about 20 feet in front of you, and Cabal is just a little bit behind. He kind of, you know, runs out a little bit and turns and looks back, and you see Cabal making her way back.
Hurry up!
And she looks kind of wide-eyed, and she's like, "Where's the dragon? Where did it go?"
Crashed to the east of here.
It crashed? You mean it landed?
Does Randy see Philia? Yes. I mean, not Philia, but...
Yeah, Randy Spall. And Barkus and Philia all see Cabal and Bast.
Yeah, Min's got it in some kind of weird mind magic thing, and I think we should take this opportunity to get out of here.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's time to book it.
All right, so I start heading back towards the cart.
Okay. All right, you guys start heading back then, and you've got your full group.
Can we run? Is that a thing that we can go faster?
Well, you could, but you also have to cross the ice to get back.
Oh yeah.
So you could easily make it
slip
back
and
to
slide.
The ice. You could slide, potentially.
All that right, would make us go faster, wouldn't it?
Since they are back.
Actually, yeah, Randy will do that.
Alright.
Just like go slip and slide style down the ice.
Okay, so if you want to try to slip and slide across the ice, Go ahead and give me a acrobatics check.
Just ask Barkus to bowl you.
That's what I was thinking. Barkus okay. Would just like chuck him.
Okay, then Barkus, I need a strength check.
Sweet. Alright.
Randy just gives a look to Barkus and is like, that says you know what to do. I am rolling an acrobatics check just to see how I land and how everything turns
yes,
out,
too. Yes, that's a very good idea. And Philia, if you're going to get bold, you also need to do an acrobatics check. You don't
want to
break anything.
Total 19 on strength.
Okay, that is enough to get them all the way across.
17.
Okay. 27.
Okay, so, Randy, you make it, and it's just like it was designed to do this. Like, this is why the ice is here. Philia, you're not quite as graceful as Randy, and you kind of tumble when you hit the edge of the ice. A little banged up, but not enough for any damage. So the both of you have made it across the ice now.
Also, just side note for color, Randy, while he's sliding, just looks exactly like a penguin sliding on its belly, you know, in the Arctic and everything like that. And he's just so graceful. It's amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're used to being hurled around by this guy.
Hop on. And Barkus is going to get a running start, and he's going to do his best to belly slide right across the ice, just like they did.
Wait, what about the girl?
The girl? The ball? She's on my back.
Okay.
Hang on.
Go for it. And she grabbed Bast.
Ah! Awesome. Let's see. What kind of roll is this going to be? If it's... What kind of check is this?
Let's do a...
Let's see.
I love this. I love you guys. See. This is so much fun.
Let's make it acrobatic check.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a total 25.
All right. Okay, you make it across just fine. You hit the other side, and it's not as graceful as you would have liked, but you also had, you know, a half-orc teenager sitting on your back. So, and perfect. She was not as graceful about the whole thing. you know, when the rider doesn't stay still and throws off the balance.
Correct.
So
how close are we to all the damage from where the dragon hit the forest?
That was probably starts about 80 feet to the east of you.
Okay, never mind. He was going to see if he could find any claws or scales or anything lying around, but nope, we don't have time. Let's get out of here.
All right, so that brings us to Jack. And Jack, you hear the yip of Bast. As he, as soon as he gets on his side, kind of jumps out of Cabal's arms and starts heading for the cart.
Okay. Complete and utter relief for her, but, yeah, she'll stay where she is.
All right, Barkus is going to take up a defensive position on the back of the wagon as we get rolling. He's going to get his bow out and situate himself up on the roof. Oh, and he disconnected right there.
Also, side note, I think we're still in initiative.
That's
too,
true.
So.
I forgot about that. That's good he wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Why don't we have a dedicated fan artist for this thing?
I know.
Hey, we could always share this this stream with Caitlin. Maybe she'd be interested in sketching some of this out. That'd be fun.
Dude, she would get so much inspiration if she just like sat in.
That's true.
On it,
she could listen. Just, like, and I'll bet she's working right now. So.
All right, sorry guys, I actually lost internet. Our Wi-Fi seemed to go down.
Oh man.
Right as Jack was telling me what she's gonna do. So I missed that. So what does Jack do for her turn?
She doesn't do anything. She stays there. just relieved that the gang are coming back. Bass will soon be back.
Okay. Does Ruka do anything?
Nothing more than poke her head out the back to see the rest coming back.
Okay, and you can see them all kind of getting up off of the ground. Looks like they all were kind of rolling on the dirt a little bit, or just getting up from on the ground. You're not sure exactly what happened. So, but nevertheless, they're only probably about 20 feet away from the cart. Okay, that brings us back to the dragon, and the dragon, seeing her go into the barn, is going to go ahead and unleash a full round of natural attacks on the barn in an attempt to knock it down. Okay, so the dragon just tears into that side corner of the barn, and you, Min, you can hear it as the barn seems to be splintering under its blows, and it pretty well destroys that corner of the building, and the building begins to crumble inward as it's lost one of its corner supports. It took over 50 points of damage to the building.
No.
So what would you like to do with your hag?
Min is gonna take a moment to think about it, and she's like, I really wish I could have given them more time, but I'll do what I can. And she will have the hag come out, and the hag will put up a fight.
Okay, so what would you like her to do?
Jeez, how far away is she from the dragon?
The dragon is right outside the building.
Say, can she, if she's like right behind the door, can she take a 5-foot step around the door and make a full round of attacks, or would she have to move?
Yeah, she can do that.
That's what she'll do. She'll come out and just make full round of attacks, and I believe Min, even though her memory is fuzzy, she does slightly remember what a full round of attacks from a hag is like.
Okay.
And just as a heads up, this damage does carry over to the actual dragon.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, wonderful. As she lays in with her claws and seems to do a significant amount of damage to the dragon. The dragon is not pleased with this at all. Philia, you and Randy and Barkus and the whole group, we'll say you have all reassembled at the cart. What would you like to do?
Start driving it.
Okay, so everybody's in. Does everybody get in the cart immediately, or is anybody planning to stay out?
No, we're good. I think Barkus is going to climb up on the roof and get his bow ready, but he's also going to he's just gonna hold the rear guard.
Randy will join him on the roof because Randy likes high places.
Okay.
Also, the inside of the cart is probably pretty crowded at this point anyway, so...
Yep.
Cabal definitely went inside the cart. And, so you start on your way and begin going deeper into the forest, or are you going to head back out the way that you came?
No, we're heading in further.
Okay, so you start heading in, and as you pull the cart out of its place of hiding and back onto the road, you get a little closer to where the dragon is lying, and you can see it. It's still probably about 60 feet away from you, but you can see it lying still on the ground. It's carved out a swath in the forest and splintered the trees that were in its path as its body came to rest on the ground. You guys continue on your way and begin to travel away from the dragon. So I have a question for Min. How far away can you get from this dragon before the spell breaks?
It doesn't actually have a distance. Once I set up the spell, it stays regardless of the distance.
Okay, good to know. All right, you guys are making your way further away. Then we will just focus a little bit in on what's going on with the dragon and the hag. So the dragon is going to go ahead now and make a full round of attacks on the hag. Okay, so one of the tail slap did not hit, but everything else did. As he deals.
And then I'm assuming minus 10 for each. Not that I know this.
As far as the DR?
Yes.
I am taking that into account.
Excellent. Okay, and then the hag continuing to tear into each other? Yep. Correct? Just assume they're just both going to sit there and take full round of attacks against each other.
Okay, so essentially they're going to continue at that for a little while. I could sit here rolling dice with myself the whole night that you guys can't even know what I'm rolling. But as the cart continues off into the distance, Min does not come back to consciousness for some time. And I will just make two opposed d20 rolls, and just gonna figure this out real quick. Okay, that was really close. For the purpose of this, after taking Min, after taking significant damage from the hag in this fight, the dragon does best the hag and is able to eventually destroy it, thus breaking the mindscape, returning you as well as the dragon.
Now, I have a quick question. I'm assuming this is with the fall damage it had taken earlier as well.
Yes, correct. That's already attributed.
Excellent. How... Min would not know how damaged the dragon is, but she would know that it is probably significantly damaged.
Yes, it is significantly bloody. Like, it...
Okay.
When finished the blow, it was very labored and obviously very spent from the fight.
And excellent, good to know.
Would have faded out. With that, the dragon vanished from the mindscape. And I believe you could technically stay if you wanted to. But the dragon is no longer there.
Yeah, no, she's going to drop the mindscape and she's going to awaken. And she'll say, that did not work, but the dragon is weakened. We can finish this if we wish.
Min, thank you so much for buying us some time.
No problem. Where are we? As she feels the card is moving.
Much too far to finish off the dragon.
I think we might still be able to. And for Quicksilver, how far would we have moved?
At this point, you guys are probably... you've probably been traveling for a few minutes down the road. Combat really doesn't take that long to get through, but you've probably been traveling for 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes. Would we be... And this is completely up to you.
You turned around the cart, and then you pushed the horses to basically run back. Then you could close that time faster.
Min is actually going to turn to Ruka. Actually, I don't know if Ruka still has that ability. Maybe she doesn't. Yes, exactly. Perhaps you could get us back faster. Do you remember where you saw the dragon as she points to Ruka? We can kill it.
What about the hags that are still in the area? Is it going to be safe enough to go back?
I don't think that they are standing around the wreckage. We could probably take them down. Can you make at least 2 jumps? One there, kill it, get back?
So, GM question. Ruka has a range of, I think, somewhere around 800 feet right now. How far really are we?
You're more than 800 feet.
Actually, make that 400 plus 40 per level, so level 8. Math.
720.
So I was close. 720.
That's probably about halfway.
And turns to the rest and says, do you want to try to finish it?
I can only take a couple of you.
Philia, can we turn around? Get at least part of the way back?
Randy.
Fine.
No.
Please, can we not do this?
No.
Please, Men. No.
Sighs and says,
as much as I want to, we really shouldn't.
Men takes a breath and says, I see the wisdom in your words. We go.
Randy kind of looks at Barkus and just mouths, thank you.
And you can see that his claws gripped into the roof of the... Oh, hey, well, can the cart, like, keep going and just, two of us drop in?
I think she would have to make two jumps and then she'd be out, so she wouldn't be able to get back.
No, okay, no.
She has four uses.
Oh, four? Oh, she can. Yeah, okay, I stand corrected.
Oh, snap.
You really want to only send two total or two others?
Ruka looks reserved, though, and she'll say, I can get two of you there, but I'm not going to be of much help once we get there.
Nah. We ride.
Why are we even debating this? We just need to go. Get as far away as possible. Like, maybe it won't chase after us. It doesn't even know where we are.
It found us the last time. But perhaps.
Well, if it comes to us, that's another story. I mean,
yeah, we're not gonna poke the bear. As much as I really want to finish
out of character, I expect that would end bad. Very badly with three hags drop in on top of the small party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very likely. Yeah. Let's
This just seems like something we need to run away from. Honestly.
Let's go.
We're going. I didn't stop the cart.
Nope.
Yeah, we've been talking this whole time. I mean, he's been driving this whole time.
As you continue off, having escaped the dragon and making your way deeper into the woods, Randy, you look out behind you. You're up on top of the cart, correct? You look out behind you. You see a dark shape flit down from one tree. Is it?
Shoot it!
It's off to the side.
Randy's gonna take a shot at it.
Go ahead. It's a good 150 feet out or so. What's your range?
Not that. Hang on.
Marcus says to shoot it.
Do you call it out?
Notice it?
Hold on just 1 second. I just want to make sure I don't have. Yeah, hold on. Hold on. If it's Randy that saw it, I just want to make sure I can't. My range. Oh, no, yeah, my hand crossbows. Immediately, Randy points it out to Marcus. Marcus, shoot that thing!
Okay, Marcus, he's pointed it out. You can take your shot, but what's your range?
Heck yes. Pulling that up right now. The composite longbow has a range of 110 feet.
Okay, so it will be at a minus two.
Go
ahead. Yes. Go for it.
You can fire up to at least 5, if not 10 times your range, just at negatives per increment.
Okay, alright. Rolling ranged. Okay, 12 plus.
While Barkus is doing that, Min is also preparing a spell as well. If this was also pointed out.
Where is Min at?
She's also still in the cart.
Okay, so Min, you didn't know about it.
Randy's actually gonna, you know, because Min actually took, you know, Min took down a dragon, so Randy's gonna be like, Min, is there anything you can do about this crow that keeps following us?
Though I will be very tired afterwards.
And she's gonna
really
start preparing
it.
And just wait. If Barkus says it's not dead, she's gonna cast.
What are you gonna cast on it?
We don't know yet.
That was my question.
Oh. Same thing as before. It will be my last for the day. I will be exhausted.
Are you sure you should do that?
If this is the thing that follows us and shows it hangs where we are, yes.
Total 28.
Okay, you're shot.
strikes true. And just as it is about to strike the bird, or perhaps even as it strikes the bird blinks out of existence.
Aha. Well, that's one arrow I won't be recovering, but felt darn good.
Is it dead?
It's gone. It's vanished.
Disappeared.
Magic.
May Min make an arcana check to see if it was teleported or if it died.
That's a good idea too. I'll roll an arcana
Min
check.
In, I guess this is you're like looking out through the back of the cart, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go ahead and make an arcana check. That's fine.
Twenty-one arcana.
Okay. It was a teleportation flash that seemed to be almost instantaneous at the moment that the arrow would have struck.
It did not catch it. It was conjured away. We know where we are still, but it is not dead.
Well, there are no alternate paths. We can't exactly throw up an image or anything.
Not on something moving this quickly.
We're leaving tracks and everything as well. It's not worth dealing with. We just have to keep pressing on. If we stay ahead of them, we'll just have to trust that it will work out. We have a little different religions represent. Someone's got to be watching out as we travel. Can't this thing faster?
Not with all you lot on it.
And not without killing the horses. We will have to stop eventually.
Alright. Are we still in initiative?
No. Initiative has dropped. As you guys continue away, Dragon does not seem to be following. The crow is gone. And you're left for the moment to yourselves, making your way deeper and a little bit northward as you hope to escape into this forest, into the wilds, and ultimately on to Drake Hall. And that is where we will close for tonight.
Nice!
Alright!
Good session.
You escaped the trap.
Heck yes!
Oh my gosh! Words cannot describe how much I do not want to fight these things anymore. Man.
But it's like the whole nature of Barkus's existence. And Ruka too.
Seriously.
You'll get the taste for it soon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, eventually. I mean, I kind of have a whole arc plan for how Brandy's going to deal with these Dracophobia. But
it is an understandable
or
fear, certainly.
Yeah.
A rational one.
Yeah, and Min will later on, probably while we're driving, Min's going to take some time to explain what her abilities are and how they work. Because she realized she probably could have gated someone else in to help the hag. But she realized that no one else would have known what to do in order to assist.
Is Min going to tell us what happened with the mark and everything at some point?
It's coming up soon. Probably
okay.
Next session, if we are not, once again, an immediate threat of dying.
Right.
Like we actually get rest and stuff?
Hopefully. But under the guise of explaining how Mindscape works, said discussion might happen.
Yes. Basically, she's going to tell everyone, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is I can make mindscapes now. I can also make doors into mindscapes where you can peer next to me and also be in the mindscape and possibly fight things that are inside. But I have things to tell you inside while people can't spy on us. So Philia will probably have to stay out so she can continue to drive the horses. And no offense to Cabal, but she'll probably keep Cabal out as well.
Well, Cabal won't really know what's going on anyway, unless you all tell her that she's being kicked out.
Yeah. Except everybody else just kind of passed out on the floor.
So they are all tired. Trip.
Yeah, and then after the discussion, Min is going to go back to working on her headband. She really wants to finish it.
Question for Rydia.
Ugh.
How much intelligence does Bast have? Can he understand anyone except for Jack?
Yeah, he has currently 9 for intelligence.
Okay, then I will put something together and let you know what was going on with Bast and Cabal.
Okay.
Just from his point of view.
Okay.
That way, if she were to ask Bast about it later, you'd know essentially what he could tell her.
Which she probably wouldn't.
Because the good thing for Bast is that Cabal does not realize that Bast is necessarily that intelligent. Well, good job, everybody. I will admit that I'm slightly disappointed that the dragon fight didn't go the way I wanted it to.
Sorry.
But that's the way it is with that magic.
So. Did you actually want us to fight the dragon?
Well, I thought you guys would have fun with that.
Until the hags showed up.
Yeah, we have hags on
well,
us.
Well, you don't really know where the hags are at.
They are very sure dangerously nearby.
You can be pretty sure that they were watching, right?
Yes.
But how close they were, that could be another story entirely. Hmm. So.
Hmm.
Well,
they're Marcus just kind of keeping their
now
distance
knows
or something.
Where he can come to take down his first truly battle-worn, recovered from a beat-down dragon, if it comes to that.
I have a feeling the dragon's gonna heal.
Well, sure, but
yeah.
Even then.
Like, I have a feeling this thing is gonna hound us all the way north.
Very possible.
Well,
if that's the
I
case.
Will say that
getting Skyrim
vibes enough about dragons and their types and anatomy because of his reading that
yes,
white dragons particularly are very bestial. They are barbaric. They are most dragons have a definite intelligence about them. White dragons almost don't. They are very powerful. In a fight, they don't put up with anyone who is a threat to their power, and they do not forget. They hold grudges, and they despise weakness, and they destroy threats, anything that might possibly become stronger than them.
So let me be so clear on this. The vengeful, raging, savage frost dragon now has a hate tooth set for hags.
Well, you might.
I mean,
so, except that he also knew that that was a illusion.
Okay.
But for all he knew, it was an illusion set by hags.
So he knew that that was what he needed to do to get out of it. And Min does know that he was under another enchantment.
Yeah, which she would share.
Oh my goodness.
It's getting so intense. Yeah.
I'm digging it, guys. It's going pretty well.
Yeah, me too.